Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Egyptian security officials say 305 people were killed, it happened Friday, by suspected Islamic militants in an attack on a mosque in the northern Sinai. The Islamic State militant group has been carrying out attacks in the region, but no group has claimed responsibility. We get more now from Reuters' Pascal Davies.
Mourners pay their respects at the funerals for the hundreds of worshippers killed at a mosque in Egypt on Friday, one day after the bloodiest attack in Egypt's modern history. Witnesses say a bomb struck a mosque in the town of Bir al-Abad in the North Sinai region. Scores of gunmen set up outside the building in off-road vehicles, then opened fire on those trying to escape.
Pascal Davies reporting. Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi says the attack will not go unpunished. United States has warned Pakistan there would be repercussions in bilateral relations unless Islamabad immediately rearrests and prosecutes an Islamist leader accused of masterminding the 2008 attacks on the Indian city of Mumbai. Warning comes after Pakistani authorities acted on a court order and freed Hafiz Saeed, a U.S.-designated global terrorist, from months of house arrest and lack of evidence. Detention of the cleric stemmed from allegations of terrorism. Some international flights to and from Bali, Indonesia, were canceled after a volcano started spewing smoke and ash hundreds of meters into the air. It was the second time in less than a week that Mount Agung had come active. Residents in the local community were asked to stay calm. 25,000 evacuated. This is VOA News. Thousands of people marched in protests held in countries throughout Europe to mark the International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women. In Paris, hundreds took to the streets after French President Emmanuel Macron announced an initiative to address violence and harassment against women in the country. He said 123 women were killed by a partner or former partner in France in 2016. Gregoire Thierry is Director General of International Coalition for Abolition of Prostitution. He speaks in Paris.
The scale now of the needs is also increasing with this new momentum, because victims are coming to us, reaching our frontline offices and asking for support, asking to access the new rights provided by the law. And unfortunately, we do not have additional means to meet this growing expectation. And that's very disturbing to realize that there is a new political language, a new acknowledgement of what's happening in terms of sexual abuse, but not additional means to face those growing needs.
Around the world, protests took place from Brazil to Mozambique to Turkey. In Rome, protesters urged Italy's politicians to focus its attention on the issues and increase funding for shelters and other institutions that help women. According to the UN, violence against women and girls is one of the most widespread and persistent, devastating human rights violations in our world today. Pope Francis visiting Myanmar and neighboring Bangladesh. That'll happen later this week amid international outrage over what the U.S. describes as ethnic cleansing of Myanmar's Rohingya Muslim minority. Jesus Simononi reporting.
A message from the Pope to the Burmese people as he prepares to visit their nation.
I wish to send a word of greetings and friendship to all the people. I look forward to being with you. I come to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ, a reconciliation, peace, and forgiveness message.
The first papal trip ever to Myanmar comes 6 months after full diplomatic ties were forged in May during a visit by the country's de facto leader, Aung San Suu Kyi, who has since come under international pressure over the plight of the Rohingya. More than half of the Rohingya Muslim populations have fled their homes in the Rakhine state after an August attack by Rohingya insurgents sparked a brutal military crackdown. The Pope will also meet with Rohingya refugees in Bangladesh, where hundreds of thousands are sheltering in refugee camps. Jesus Amaoni, VOA News, Washington.
And you can get more news at our website. Look for us at voanews.com. And we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.